Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Awaken Together podcast. I'm Jen.
And I'm Kat.
And today we're going to do a little like life catch up. I feel like Kat and I have not been sitting in the same room in this space for a long time.
Months.
Do a little check in with each other, let you guys know how life has been treating us over here, because there's always fun parallels and stories. And then we're going to go into a little summer solstice review, talk about some of the rituals that you can do closing out the spring and welcoming in the summer, and just some ways to tap into that inner fire to honor the solstice. But before that, Kat, you want to give some life updates. This is like actually real time. I feel like I don't know what's been going on.
You've had a lot. Normally we have a catch up like at least half an hour before we sit down to record. So we at least like know what's going on in each other's lives. But we're doing it live
this is fresh.
This is fresh.
And Kat looks very summer solstice. Has like the full get up, sunflower tattoo on the forearm. Just so you have the visual.
Thank you. And Jen is just sparkling from her head to her toes. All the fairy hairs over here.
Always fairy. Though.
Yes.
I'm impermanent fairy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, things have been up and down over here. For me, they've been really up, but I don't even know the last time I came on here if I shared this, but Kyle, my husband, has been on a leave of absence for almost 2 months now. Yeah. A month and a half. And so basically he took this leave because things were just a lot at his job. He was kind of in a new low mental health wise. And so he was at this crossroads of like, what the fuck do I do? Do I quit my job? Like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And we actually had a couple friends recently who took leaves of absences. And
it's so the thing our generation is doing, because our system is so broken. And the fact is, like, making space to just realize who you are separate of work is like so huge. And it's crazy that we have function the way we do. So
totally
good for him.
Yes. I'm really proud of him. I've been encouraging him to do that for a while now. Just knowing how he's been triggered by a couple things at work, and it's been doing wonders for him. I will say he took the first month to really just decompress, let his nervous system do its thing, get back to baseline a little bit more. And now he is actually tomorrow starting to work with a friend on some sound design, and it's a project that they might get paid for. So it is a good step, like tiptoeing back into the work world.
Yeah.
His job, of course, is saving his role there for him when he returns, but ideally he will not go back to that job.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, because that's the role that kind of caused all the harm.
Yeah.
And it's just a really toxic company, awful work conditions. And so taking some distance has shown him really how much of it was that job, but he's still like, okay, I want to set myself up with really good routines for when that time comes.
Amazing.
So dipping his toe in tomorrow with that, which is great. And so with me, I've been kind of in this holding space mode of like, you know, checking in, making sure he's okay. And at first that was a lot for me, you know, I was like constantly kind of walking on eggshells and like, oh, what do I say? I don't know. Cause he was in a really heightened place.
Yeah.
And, also a lot of things were going on with just like family and, some stressful situations earlier this year. I ended up going back to Massachusetts and surprising mom for Mother's Day, which is really nice. So yeah, it was a really kind of up and down spring, but now that summer is here, I feel just really, really, really good. Like whenever I take the time to separate myself from all the chaos and the noise, like things are great, you know? And that gives me a lot of peace and rest assurance that I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like my word for the year, I feel like it's perfect time to check back in halfway in the year now, right? Almost exactly halfway through the year. Yeah. Mm. My word's trust. And so just that deep trust that like everything I've done, all the work, the trials and tribulations have all just prepared me for this. Mm. And I really trust in that. And I can kind of feel that, you know? So that's where I've been. I feel like this season has been really about relationships for me.
Yeah.
Really deeply about relationships, not really about work as much, not really about like creative hobbies or ventures, but really like my people.
Yeah.
And that's felt really, really nice and really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So we had a really good couples therapy session 2 days ago, yesterday, I don't know. And our therapist kind of pointed out how, like, we'll cancel a session. We're only seeing her once a month right now. We'll cancel a session because we're doing so well. And then we won't see her for 2 months. And then we'll come back and we'll be like, oh my God, things are so bad. Do we need to get a divorce? And she's like, you guys,
just like, canceling them.
It's just not even. It's just like pointing out how like 2 days ago we were great. And it's just like, we catastrophize things in our minds so much.
Yeah.
And so that was a really beautiful pattern to just be illuminated for us in our faces and pointed out. And after that session, we went in feeling pretty good. And then in the middle of it, feeling really bad. And then by the end, feeling like, oh, silly us. We're just doing that thing again. We're good. Yeah. We're great. And so that's kind of how it's been. Uh-huh. I think it has been a lot to do with just like the mental state Kyle's been in and little things here and there that have gotten me like up and down with energy levels. We went to 2 music festivals, which were freaking amazing.
I saw the photos. Kat's little dress up. Photos if you don't see on Instagram. So cute.
So fun. It brings me so much joy.
Inner child.
Oh, yeah. Oh, inner child and like vixen.
I love it.
Dark cat. Just, embodied in an outfit. It's been amazing. It's been hard. It's been beautiful. It's been life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard to hold space for emotional intensity and just like stay in it and not, you know, shape shift everything around for just intensity. I feel like I've had very similar parallels to that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing all your updates. I would say, let's think from the start of spring and like,
you had a birthday.
Overall theme. Yeah, I just had my birthday. Gemini season things. I have so much Gemini in my birth chart if you have not heard from previous episodes. So Gemini season's always really fun. My life has been so busy. I think it's definitely been hard to like hold space for as much like social stuff as sometimes I like to have my social world, but I feel like I've kind of been in this grind mode, just like really, really focusing on setting myself up for future stuff, definitely just like trying to get money saved, figuring out if like a house can happen at some point. I have the goal really to create this commune. Like it really is like what I really want is like way more community living. So really just trying to set the space up where there is potential within that, getting things like organized. So my physical therapy side, I have this whole spiritual world, all my entrepreneurship in that direction. I love all the stuff I do on social media. And then physical therapy is just this like steady paycheck. And it's been a very fulfilling job, but I'm at like I'm almost at 12 years and like 15 years in healthcare and I'm 32 and it's just been so much in our healthcare system so broken. Mm-hmm. And I end up like merging at this point. My spiritual side is so loud. Like I talk to all the patients just really unhinged compared to like how I would have really compartmentalized at one point. Like everyone kind of just knows that I'm just quirky and into all this astrology and into energy work. And I just kind of talk about it all now, but our healthcare system doesn't really allow me to be as expansive as I kind of view and like to help my clients with healing and how I've healed myself. And then that just is sad to see people hurting and then have to like see them for only a small period of time. And I still love connecting people to their bodies, but our healthcare system in the U.S. is just truly a nightmare. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to be able to just give like a final push in that direction. I really do want to be able to eventually close out that chapter I just went to Sedona last week. I actually connected with my healer. She's like super psychic. There was so many little moments in Sedona that were so many synchronicities and magic. But one of the questions I asked the psychic is, when is physical therapy done? Like, please tell me. And she's like, March 2025. And I was like, okay, I can handle that. So I feel like I'm just kind of in this phase of just moving forward. And yeah, as far as more personal stuff goes, me and Danny are still in the poly world, integrating. I have another partner and just integrating relationship dynamics within that. And it's been really beautiful. I think it's been the most healing chapter. I feel like, when did all this madness start? The podcast holds time, but it's been a while.
December 2023?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel no, like, 2022.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. And I feel like for me, there was just so many patterns of not digging into some of the deeper levels of intimacy and stuff that I still had a lot of blockages. I've realized the layers of religion trauma and how much that was playing into stuff. I also realized like my queer side just really never got a lot of space without being like so intoxicated and just using it as kind of this like numbing sort of tool and like going at it like very unconsciously. And it's just been really beautiful. I feel like I've healed so many previous layers of myself because of this that like just never got a chance. And I've been able to like reverse a lot of shame patterns I had around just my full sense of expression and that side being really important and just knowing what my mind and body needs on a whole deeper level and knowing how to connect with people in the way I want instead of taking it with just how it is, not, you know, always putting effort where you need. And I think that it's led to the most beautiful discoveries about myself, and I feel like I've been able to connect with Danny and other partners in really intentional ways, and it's just been so healing. I actually cried last night, just like, it's so beautiful that I have Kat and all these friendships that I feel like really know all the sides of myself. And I feel like for so long, especially with how I was raised, I just had so much compartmentalized that it feels so good to be in this whole new like truth. I feel like so much of that has been able to happen. So yeah, the emotional intensity of all of it has been like turned up to like 1,000. But when I also think about like my day to day, I am so happy that there is just, you know, so little walls up. I feel like I can move through so much, like so much more present. And even though my routine right now is just absolutely crazy, like I wake up at 5 and literally don't stop, I feel like, until 10. But I've made enough space for self-care, enough space for body movement, enough space for just being able to like slightly nurture my connections and like keep them going in an intentional way, but not like burn myself out on any of the stuff. It's just in this like very fragile flow, which is intense, but it's happening. And I feel really like I can see just once again, just the layers of work and how it's been able to like shift things for me. So I think the spring has had some beautiful new excitements. Danny, he also has his own small business. It's been doing really well. And so we just have a little polycule. That's what you call a whole group of your people in poly. A little polycule that's very entrepreneurial. We're all trying to really dream big and like make things happen. And I think the group energy behind that has been really nice. So yeah, going awesome. Into summer.
Yeah. Talking yeah. about like spiritual journey updates and everything, I know you were just in Sedona.
Uh-huh.
It looked like just beautiful exploration.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was unreal. Like one of the funniest little synchronicities I can say. That was like hilarious. So there was like very clearly, I camped on the way down. I drove, so I kind of made it nomadic and stayed at a bunch of like free land along the way. But there was a raven at every single spot I went to. Wow. Like a raven, and I was there with my poly partner, And we like just kept seeing this raven. And then we go into the psychic's office and it's all like raven themed. Mm. And there's a raven stuffed animal. Wow. And I'm just like, oh, you know, my gosh.
Significance behind ravens.
So much rebirth. Like literally wild. And I was like, had chills when I saw that. And then she just tunes in and is like, oh, there is so many ravens. And they are like laughing. And there's like a huge thing of like happening right now. And it's like, it was just so surreal, and there was just so many little moments like that, like the magic of just tuning into nature. I did a little trippy trip, and it was so unreal, like the stargazing in the desert and just remembering the significance of flow and merging with the universe and all the little things that are just so nice to have time to feel into for a second. Mm-hmm. And then just remember, like, I am a human and it's fucking weird and everything else is just expansive and beautiful. And I'm just trying to make as much room for expansion and not die in my little human body. And that is what we're trying to do here, right?
Yes, you know? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well, I have a song recommendation I'll have to hit you with after about ravens.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's called If I Were a Raven by Mersive, and it was my song of last year, the entire year.
So let's go.
Yes, little tip there. I love it. I recently learned, too, that, let me back up a little bit. So at all the music festivals, so Kirsten, my best friend, and I, we've been having these crazy telepathic moments, like all spring.
Uh-huh.
And I recently learned that there is something that happens when you spend so much time around somebody and you're on similar wavelengths. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't just happen to anybody, but your brains actually synchronize on frequencies and you are likely to have telepathic moments.
Absolutely.
And psychic. We have been, it's creepy, it's crazy. So a couple examples from last weekend, or 2 weekends ago at this point. We went to the Regional Burn here in Colorado, and it was a blast. They had this creature adoption station where you fill out an adoption form, and it's super silly. There's like, if you could be two animals combined, what would you be? And so Kyle and I did it together, and Kirsten did one for herself, and we got these silly little creatures. Mm-hmm. Kyle and I's was an elephant with a stuffed elephant head with a googly eye at the end of its trunk.
Amazing.
And it's sitting third eye, on top. Third eye. Yeah, right. Third eye trunk.
For the elephant.
I love it. And its head is sitting on top of a flower stem that's like bendy. And
so cute.
And then Kirsten's was this like bat with hairy armpits.
Amazing.
And we were like, it was ridiculous. So silly. We were like, we need a name for it. And so we were both thinking for a sec. And she goes, what about Gerald? And I go, oh my God, I was thinking Harold. And she said, oh my God, I was thinking Harold first. It has to be Harold. So that was one crazy thing. And then the next thing, I was walking back from the Portos one night, the porta potties, the portal potties.
Cat always goes into portal potties, just so you know.
Yes, it changes my whole world when I come out. New person when I emerge. I was thinking how, man, I only have gum, but I really want a mint. I need to ask Kirsten for a mint. And I get back to the dance floor and she literally has mints in her hand saying, want one?
Amazing.
Like, oh my God, get out of my head.
I love that so much.
There were like 5 other times that happened at the other festival, and it's so just beautiful. Like we are synced.
People.
Yep. And sometimes we'll just be next to each other and I'm like, you know, I know what you're thinking, right? Uh-huh. She's like, oh, sorry. Like, I'll think about something else. It's just so silly.
I love it.
So funny. Yeah. So that's crazy. Akashic record reading has been wild.
Yeah.
Just like sitting with it for myself and practicing that. And
same.
Relationship.
I love it.
You too?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been so cool. So we both did a little Akashic record training, and it's just, yeah, and it is. It's a deeply personal thing. I feel like I'm going to have to sit with it by myself a long time to kind of learn the language of all of that. But definitely love continuously growing tools just to hear the universe. And I also love that when you start connecting with your people more and like you find your community. That's what I was crying for last night, because that is so it. I have all these people that like really psychically just like mesh in with my world, my brain, like what I am needing. And it's just all been like so fluid, and that's been so nice. So I love that you've been in that like flow state too. Yeah. And we've always had that. And I love that. That's why this podcast is so beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah. Talking goals for your summer. Do you want to say a little intention so we can tell you guys, and then we'll go into a few like actual talks about summer solstice, but you always want to close out the spring. So for us, we just kind of did a little review, and I think journaling all the things that went down in the time frame of spring is really important. Close it out with intention so that when spring comes back around, you have something held down that holds that time for you. And then setting intentions going into a new season is also so important. Anything that you're really like wanting to call in for summer?
Yes. So as I mentioned, the beginning of spring, the end of summer, or the end of spring as well, it's just all of spring has been super busy for me.
Yeah.
Work was kind of crazy for a while there. And with the festivals, the traveling, it's been pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And for me, naturally people in the summer like get really busy, do a ton of stuff, travel more. But I'm kind of feeling like, okay, I'm at this place where I've already done so much this mm-hmm. summer, and it's like just beginning, that I actually want to do less.
Yeah.
So my intention for the summer is creating more time to just be and do less. So there are a couple of things in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this down. Okay, I'm going to like revisit that in the fall. Or yeah, just like creating space with Kyle for a whole free day with no plans with anyone but each other, little date nights here and there. Even if it's just like sitting outside having dinner in our backyard, like more intentional together time. Yeah. Creating space this summer. That's perfect. My intention.
I love it.
How about you?
Yeah, I think for me, I want to come out of summer feeling like I really have like good finance stuff lined up. I think I'm going to use that inner fire energy just to do a really big blast so that in the fall and winter, I can kind of like wind down in more of a way and just utilize this quicker like kind of energy and flow right now. I really am hoping to do more in person. Astrology is like the love of my life, so I definitely have been trying to add in a little bit more astrology stuff and set seeds for my business. I am now like doing a lot of in person retreat offerings, and I'm just like setting the seeds up for a lot of that, because no matter where I end up, I know that that's definitely where I like to put my energy for the long term. So that's been nice. So I think intention wise is just kind of go into this big fire hustle, let myself really just own intensity. I have noticed a pattern in myself of when things get really intense, it's very... I also can get into that. I have Aries in my chart. I really blame my Aries for that. And you have strong Aries too. But I do always want to just like push things into the next. And just like letting that intensity just kind of be there is important for me. And I think I just need to kind of ride that out through the summertime. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Sounds like you're channeling fire and I'm channeling water.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good.
We'll hold each other accountable.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then letting you guys know, so a few things looking at summer solstice, I will just share just a quick blurb on the astrology. So in the summer, Cancer initiates and starts us off. It's our cardinal sign. That really is like the link of going into your memories, your family, and just like plugging in with the people that you love. Cancer has a very nurturing element to it. So summer is actually starting off with a level of nurturing. So whatever that looks like for you. And then as the sun transitions into Leo, we know Leo is all about fire and creative expression. It's about play and in whatever way that looks like for you. And Leo naturally is very connected to our inner child. So finding just the stuff that brings you that sense of creative flow and expression and outward like release and just showing it off and not holding yourself back. Leo can do that in so many ways, but that is the energy when the sun is there. And then we go into Virgo, and Virgo helps mutate us from summer into fall. But Virgo then takes all of that initiation, all of the fire of Leo, and then Virgo is about kind of cleaning everything up, letting any loose ends kind of tie up and getting organized. And yeah, that's our summer season. So you can ride where the sun is in your in the sky. You can monitor just what intentions you want to bring and stay checking in with those as you go through the summer season. And then, yeah, Kat, you can tell us, like, we also like to look to nature with summer, too.
Yeah, great time to just reconnect with nature. Something I've been really thinking about lately after two music festivals where I've been outside camping for, you know, 5 days each. I've camped probably 2 weeks now this year, and it's not even, you know, it's officially summer now. Mm-hmm. Is that the root of dysfunction, disease, disharmony is disconnection. Yeah. And that disconnection is something that it's like we can have within ourselves, we can have within other people, and it's our disconnection from nature around us. Mm-hmm. So getting out for a hike, even in the morning, just getting outside, standing in the sun, tilting your chin up to the sun, and allowing a little smile to come across your lips, and just thank the sun mm-hmm. for the light, and just being in this season of light can do so much. A little moment of gratitude to sip all that magic in and just start the day from that beautiful place.
We all know that feeling where that sun hits you. And remember, nature is always teaching us exactly what we need. So looking at what foods are better in summer, like nature provides the stuff that our body needs to kind of adjust to its environment. And when you stay in sync with those nature cycles, you also very intuitively can realize like what it's providing for you. The earth has our back. We just get so distracted. We don't always notice. So really just being intentional, reflect. We love that summer solstice is also International Yoga Day. Mm-hmm. So as two people that are yoga teachers, I love getting onto the yoga mat. There's usually a lot of yoga international stuff going on that you can tune into. And I always think dropping into the body is a great way to reflect as we enter into new season as well.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been big on those 108 sun salutations.
I did that for like 5 years in a row with the 108s, the sacred number, and we would meet in the park and do that. And the last time my body was like, we cannot do 180. So we'll see where I'm at. I'm like, I can play with it. The triceps for those chaturangas 108 times, like, was a
Well, you're using your knees, not like that is a lot. My gosh.
Really fun. We get a little jar of 108 marbles, and each time you hop to the top of the mat, just move in a marble. And that was like such a beautiful ritual I used to do for summer solstice. So yeah, there's so many cool things to plug into, but I think the yoga community usually offers some really cool stuff. So you can check around locally and see if that's something you want to lean into too.
That's right. Check out a sound bath. Check out Pride events. It's Pride Month. So many great ways to tap into community. And we hope that you check out what's going on in your area and let us know what you end up doing. Mm-hmm. We're so grateful to share that our fall witch retreat is now full. Our coven is complete. Yes. We're getting so stoked for that. And yeah, we have one more episode of this season.
Crazy.
In 2 weeks. So that's going to round us out for this season. And we can't wait to connect with you that one more time.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening as always. Go like our Instagram, Awaken Together Podcast. Leave us a review and we will see you next time.
Love y'all.
Bye. Bye.